Well, if you want to get all the information on the Raiders, this is the place. Each and every Tuesday, we have on the coach, Hugh Jackson, and it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome the new Raiders quarterback to the show, Carson Palmer. Carson, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
Grant, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. All right, so I got to ask, who was more surprised on Sunday when you ran onto the field? Was it you or your wife in the stands?
I think we were both equally shocked. She was just going to go and enjoy the game and actually go to a game where she didn't have to worry about anything. And then I think she said she saw me grab my helmet, and all of a sudden her heart dropped because she didn't think I was going to play, just like I didn't think I was going to play.
Now, we talk about pressure. I understand you have young twins. So, I mean, you can handle anything, right?
Oh, yeah. Once you get through the first year of having twins and then have another baby right after that, you can conquer anything, I think.
Have you had a chance to catch your breath since this all went down last week?
You know, it's been a wild, exciting, exhilarating, relieving, just crazy, crazy week. But things really settled down this last couple days. I had a chance to get a lot of reps on Tuesday and then today. So just kind of getting really, back in it, back in practice situations, back in third down situations, just really getting reps and rep and rep and rep and that's how you get better is just doing it more and more on the field and then having a chance to watch yourself on film and critique it and move on and get better.
Carson Palmer joining us here on the Grant Napier Show. Carson, even though you weren't planning on playing on Sunday, I mean, you can take some positives out of the fact that you at least got your feet wet?
Absolutely. When you get beat like that you go out and play the way that you don't expect to play, it's always difficult. You know, it's a chance to look at film and improve from the film, but just with the fact that I still have a couple days left and then a whole week to prepare for the Broncos and having that Bronco week with a little bit of action of being in there when guys are coming at you and you're getting hit and the ball's got to come out, just kind of getting that out of the way will definitely be relieving come next Sunday.
Carson, due to the CBA rules now, you can't have a practice during the bye week. You have to have at least 4 days off. So what can you do and what will you do during this off week before practice resumes on Monday?
I'm going to keep practicing. The rule, you're still allowed to practice. You just can't practice in the presence of coaches. So I'm going to be throwing. I'm going to be working out, studying, doing all that, but really get a bunch of reps with our receivers and really kind of get hopefully in a nice groove and get that timing and rhythm down that we haven't had yet and haven't had the opportunity to do yet. So lots of work, lots of throwing, lots of footwork stuff and just getting ready for Bronco week starting on Wednesday.
So the receivers, instead of going away and getting away, they're going to hang out with you and you will work with them. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and it speaks volumes for this group of receivers. They're excited about it. They're not dreading it. They're not mad at me, at least I don't think. they're excited about the opportunity to work and get comfortable with me because I definitely need to be comfortable with them. And we got a great start these last couple days, and we'll continue to work through the weekend and have a whole nother week as we prepare for the Broncos.
How, were you scared, nervous after that first play when you took that hit low and it looked like you would you grimaced a little bit? I mean, what happened there?
for being semi-retired and then your first play to be that close to a pretty bad injury, definitely got my heart rate up. Hopefully that's the only one of those I got to experience this at least this season, and I got that one out of the way. Hopefully guys just kind of hit me from the waist up from here on out.
Carson, a week ago I had on a lot of people to try to get some insight into what you were facing. I had Rich Gannon on, I had Trent Dilfer on, I had some others as well, and I asked them about expectations. So now that you're on with me, what is it that you expect from yourself as we move forward? I mean, because listen, you haven't played since December. I mean, you're not just going to come in and be an all-pro quarterback right away. So what is it that you are expecting?
Well, I don't have any excuses, and I'm not going to use any excuses. When I step on the field against the Denver Broncos, it doesn't matter how many practices I had, how many practices I haven't had. It's go time, and I'm preparing my mind since last Tuesday for the Denver Broncos. Now, things got a little out of whack when I went in against last week against the Chiefs, but You know, I'm expecting to go in and be successful, move the ball, complete balls all over the place, get the ball to our playmakers, be good on third down, and then execute really, really well at a high level inside the red zone. But, you know, there are no excuses come Sunday. I've been here for long enough. When we get to that point and have had enough, we'll have had enough reps and had enough exposure to this playbook. So I expect to be very successful and play at a high level and elevate the play of the guys around me and also really kind of feed off of them, because we have some playmakers that you just need to get the ball in their hands and they can make things happen and move chains, making guys miss and breaking tackles.
Can you talk to the fans about arm strength and how, you know, we always talk about, you know, in baseball, a pitcher has to work in spring training and you work up to get to your velocity. What about in football? I mean, you were working out on your own, but where is your arm strength at right now? And is that a big deal?
I think arm strength is a very big deal, but I've been throwing. I think I started in April and prepared as if we were in OTAs. I was throwing with a bunch of different guys and working out all the way up until training camp started. And then I lost all the NFL players because they all went to teams, but continue to throw and continue to work out and do all that. So my arm feels great. It's a little bit tired just because I've been throwing a ton of balls, just trying to really play catch up these last couple of days. But that tired feeling in your arm and that soreness, once that goes away, your arm really starts to get conditioned for the NFL football season. And my arm's been a little bit tired and fatigued, but it's feeling great, and it just feels good to be 100% and healthy.
Carson Palmer of the Raiders joining us. Do you look at this as a new lease in life, like a fresh slate, and that your career is, you know, starting afresh based on everything that you went through in Cincinnati? I mean, what's this like for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a new chapter to my career and a new phase of you know, getting a new chance to play for a new team. You know, I'm excited about it. I'm blessed to be where I am. I couldn't be happier about the situation that we have going here that I really just fell into. So I, you know, it's been a wild couple weeks, but really, really exciting. And like I said, I'm blessed to be where I am.
Did you ever seriously think that you might not play football again?
No. I didn't. I didn't expect to have to wait until week six of this football season, but I took a stance. I made my stuck my feet in the ground, and I was fortunate enough that the Bengals, you know, decided to make a move, and just happy to be, you know, back in California, and playing for Coach Jackson and the Raiders organization.
Carson Palmer joining us, the quarterback of the Raiders. I mean, when you look at this offense and the speed that you have at wide receivers, arguably one of the top two or three, if not the best running back in football, I mean, this has got to be real intriguing to you. You must love what you see when you look around at your skill people.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a young, explosive group. But I think the main thing that they are is hungry. They don't, you know, they don't walk around pounding their chests and think that they've made it or they've arrived. They're hungry for information. They're hungry to work more. They're excited about, you know, getting extra work in, which is definitely tough to find in this league these days. But it's an explosive group, and I've had a chance to watch Darren McFadden from afar, and I'm excited really to have a chance to hand the ball off to him, turn around and watch him run through line of scrimmage and make people miss. I think he has a chance to be one of the best, if not the best, backs in this league.
You've had a long relationship with Hugh Jackson dating back to college. What does that mean as you come to the Raiders and start this new chapter?
You know, I think there's a comfort level, a certain comfort level that he has for me and I have for him. We've known each other since I was in high school, really. So he knows what to expect from me. I know what to expect from him. He knows, you know, certain concepts and certain plays I like. He knows certain plays I don't like, and knows my strengths and my weaknesses. And that's, you know, coming to the situation that he and I have come into, I think that's gonna really, you know, hold up well for us, just because we're not two new guys that are just meeting each other and trying to figure each other out. There's a really good comfort level, and we've had success with each other, and he knows how to put me in successful situations because we've been there before.
quarterback in the NFL. You take the good with the bad. How do you handle criticism?
It's part of the game. You can't get frustrated with it or mad at it. Because at the end of the day, I think I'm my biggest critic. There's a lot of people may say you're doing something wrong, but I always find more. I'm very hard on myself. I can always pick out certain things, whether it be run game footwork or release point when you're throwing the ball or decisions you're making, throwing the ball into certain holes, whatever it may be. Nobody can say anything that will change my mindset or affect my confidence.
Carson Palmer, the quarterback of the Raiders. We've seen you up at Lake Tahoe. We go up there and broadcast on the driving range every year. I've actually talked to you before. But I'm curious, when you get up there and you have the former quarterbacks that are Hall of Famers like John Elway, and then you have the current quarterbacks that are such a big part of that golf tournament like Tony Romo and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, how cool is it to be in that week with so many of the former and present quarterbacks? I mean, is that about as good a week as you can have during the year?
It's the one week I look forward to every single year and always hope for an invite to go back, because like you said, you're around guys that have Super Bowl rings, you're around your peers, you're around guys that you compete with a week in, week out, and on top of that, it's in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
One of the most beautiful places on this planet. I'm a huge fan of Lake Tahoe, and it's a great golf course, and it's just so much fun, and the fans are great too. There's always a great turnout, and you can find a Packer fan, a Raider fan, a Niner fan. You name a team, there's a group of fans there that just want to hang out. It's not about signing autographs and the guys that collect autographs and sell them. It's not about that. It's about getting a chance to interact with the fans, and the fans have been great to everybody that goes up there.
I look back at your career and where you were, and then you had that devastating knee injury in that playoff game, and kind of getting back on the bike again and climbing up the hill. I mean, you've seen a lot in your career and the ups and downs. But when you look back at your career to this point, what's been the biggest attribute, the biggest thing, the most important thing that you've learned up to this point in your career?
Just to stay focused and stay confident. It's not. There aren't many teams that win every single week, year in, year out. You get beat down. You get injured. You get beat up. Your ego gets hurt when you lose a game. And just being able to focus on the next game, and put the last, whether you threw an interception or an incomplete pass on the last play, you got to move on to that next play, that next game. Stay confident in yourself, confident in the guys around you, and just keep working, keep grinding, and know that. If you put enough time in and enough work in, eventually you'll get to where you want to be.
Carson, listen, I really appreciate you joining us here. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on, Grant.
Yep, Carson Palmer, the quarterback of the Raiders, joining us here on this Wednesday, and we'll take the break. I want to get your reaction to what the quarterback of the Raiders had to say, and we'll do that next right here on the Grant Napier Show.